Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
Doing great, son.
Great, great. Good to hear you. Sound nice and clear. That's what we like. So let's start off. Let's recap week two of the NFL. It was a pretty exciting week. Some of the big games weren't as good as we thought they were going to be. Giants-Saints, everybody thought was going to be a shootout and the like. But no, and some upsets here and there. But we'll start off with the Thursday night game. The Jets travel up to Buffalo, win 37-31. And in response for a bad defensive performance, the Bills fire their offensive coordinator.
And they should be firing his brother.
His brother or even him, especially when, you know, in the preseason for their, you know, their Buffalo Bills video package, you know, to hype the fans up. You know, this is on me. If anything goes wrong, I take the bullet. I'll take the hit for all this stuff. And then they go out and fire a offensive coordinator who scored 31 points in a game. So it's interesting how that happened.
Well, it's good to see the Jets go up there and win. That was a revenge game for sure.
It was a revenge game for sure against the Bills. I was a little nervous at first as a Jet fan. Fitz didn't quite have it at the beginning, but then Forte, you know, ripped off three touchdowns. And then Brandon Marshall, I've never seen it before. Brandon Marshall twists his knee, and he is grabbing his knee, writhing around on the ground, and 2 minutes later, he's up, walking off on his own power, and then he plays later on in the game. I've never seen that before.
It's almost like he scared himself.
Pretty much, and it scared a whole fan base, that's for sure.
Yeah, but they're the real deal, the Jets. They can play both sides of the ball.
It seems like it. So they did well. I mean, it's rare that a Thursday night road team goes and wins on these new Thursday night games. So it's good to see that.
Well, they have great options on offense because not only do they have Marshall, but they have Decker. So they don't have a tight end. But when you do that, and then you got that third receiver, Onami or whatever.
Inunua.
Yeah. Okay. He's a good one.
He sure is.
He'll fight for the ball. He's got strength.
Yeah,
they got weapons.
Yeah, he was the favorite receiver early on for Fitzpatrick.
And a lot of people are saying they should play Powell more, but I think he's a good ace in the hole. You run Forte as long as you can.
Yeah, and the way Forte's running, he's either going to break down soon or he'll just keep on going. So Powell's a good one to keep in the back.
Right.
So you got that. So the Giants-Saints, Giants only scored one offensive touchdown. Did not score an offensive touchdown. The only touchdown came on a blocked field goal. And don't forget, these two teams combined for 101 points last year. I think a total of 13 or 14 touchdowns. So this was in the opposite direction. A lot of bad ball handling going on in that game. The Giants fumbling and the Saints getting blocked, all that stuff.
But the Saints losing on the road is not a big deal anymore.
No, it's because it's common, and, you know, the Saints, they're a different team away from the Dome.
But the Giants solved the problem they had, and that was closing games out. So far, so good for them.
That's true. Staying in the NFC East, the Cowboys beat the Redskins 27-23 in Washington. Dak Prescott had a much better game, his second one out of the gate. Ezekiel Elliott had his first big game. And then Kirk Cousins apparently is already losing the clubhouse.
For a second or third time.
Yeah, but this time, you know, after getting paid the $20 million and all that stuff, it only took...
So now the crowd wants Colt McCoy.
I can understand it, but at the same time, don't be silly, people.
Right, and they can't stop anybody, and a whole bunch of guys went down in the defensive line, and that was a weakness to begin with.
Right, plus... Yeah. Plus Josh Norman.
Team has the wrong Gruden as the coach, and it's just a Washington nightmare. But then again, turmoil in Washington, politically or football-wise, it's always there.
Even baseball, depending on the season. So that's going down. Patriots win at home, which you figured they would. Dolphins kept it close, losing only by 7. And the big story there was Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy G. He goes down with a shoulder injury. He will not start. So the third stringer, what's his name? Biscott? I forget his name.
Brissett?
That's Brissett. Yeah, Brissett.
Brissett.
Yeah, he's going to start this week. And Julian Edelman will be the backup, the second string quarterback. Well, don't forget, wow. He was an accomplished college quarterback at Kent State.
Mm.
So.
Well, you know, I mean, you got to like the Texans there, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have to for that game. Look, if the Texans don't win that game, even if it's on the road, if you don't win that game, then you cannot be considered anything more than a first-round loss if you win the division. Like, the Texans, if they want to take any step forward, they have to win this week. And you can't say I've just mentioned that Thursday night road teams don't win.
Right.
Well, you just had it last week. It can be done. The Texans, by the way, beat the Chiefs at home 19-12, a revenge for the wild card game, although it's only week two, so it can't be much of a revenge.
Right.
And how about the Browns losing, Browns leading 20-2 at halftime, and then they lose the game 25-20.
And they lost the quarterback, didn't they?
Yeah, Josh McCown. So they're down to a third-string quarterback. I don't even know that guy's name. Not even going to try.
And Johnny Mazzell's phone won't be ringing?
No. Look, it's one thing if the Patriots call you and say, come on out, you know, Johnny Manziel or any quarterback. But when the Browns call you, I'm sure a lot of out-of-work quarterbacks might be, I think I might be enjoying playing, playing golf on a Sunday.
Right. They're getting the dial tone.
Yeah, definitely. Rams win their first home game in L.A. since 1994 in a field goal battle against the Seattle Seahawks, 9-3.
So is it about them? Because it's the only team that's that's, what are they, 1-1, and they haven't scored an offensive touchdown.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. But, you know, Russell Wilson was hurt going in. His ankle got hurt in the week one against the Dolphins, and he didn't really do much. He wasn't going to do much, no scrambling. He could throw the ball, but, you know, a bad fumble by Christine Michael sealed the deal for them.
And Beast Mode isn't there anymore.
No, Beast Mode's gone. There was a couple shootout in the West, the Falcons over the Raiders, 35-28. Low-scoring game up until the fourth quarter. Then I think like 4 touchdowns were scored in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it opened up.
Big time it opened up. Cardinals 40-7 over the Buccaneers. Winston was going to throw it all day. We knew that with no Doug Martin, and he just threw it into Patrick Peterson's hands and all the other guys in the defensive backfield.
Right, you can't judge much by that game.
No, you really can't. Broncos continue their winning ways, 34-20 over the Colts.
That was both home games, first two games of the season.
Yeah, first two home games, and they won both, compared to the Redskins, who had 2 home games and lost both. Speaking of home games, home openers, the Vikings opened their new stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium, beating the Packers 17-14, in which they yet again lost Adrian Peterson, this time for the season.
Yeah, well, they opened a new, they started with a new stadium and a new quarterback.
Yeah, Bradford looked really good, and he and Stephon Diggs are the new it couple in the NFL.
Yeah, that's a nice combination right there.
Yeah, apparently he's
been trashed wherever he's been.
He is, but he's got that arm. He does.
Yeah, he can make it happen.
Right, and now that Adrian Peterson's out, they're just going to be throwing the ball a lot more, no matter what people say about Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata.
Right.
So, Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles are winning the draft so far.
That's a long shot.
Yeah, well, first of all, he was number 2 after Jared Goff. By the way, Jared Goff is still third-string quarterback. And the Browns traded away that second pick because they didn't think they needed yet another quarterback. Well, Carson Wentz might have been the one that got away.
Yeah, well, Wentzylvania, you're hearing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we've talked about it on the show. I think Wentz has the right demeanor for Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, he's rugged. He's blue collar, and that's what Philly likes.
They sure do. So that was week two in the NFL. Let's take a look at week three. What are some matchups that stand out to you?
Well, of course, the first one coming off we already spoke about.
Right, that's the Thursday night game, Texans-Patriots.
Right, and the Patriots are getting 1.5 at home.
Wow, a home underdog.
Imagine that.
But
that's crazy, right?
It is, but I mean, it just points to the fact that, look, a third-string quarterback, you know, no matter who you are, a third-string quarterback is still a third-string quarterback.
Yeah, there's not much there.
No, and I haven't heard anything about Gronk starting this game. I think that hamstring really might be troubling for him.
I'm sure. Well, when they're winning, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. And I've mentioned it before, but I truly believe that the Madden curse is a real thing. The Madden curse, of course, you're a player who was on the cover of the Madden video game. And historically, everybody who's been on it has some sort of issue that season. You know, we've gone over the list before, but, you know, he might not start. I'm sorry?
There's still a line of people that want to get on there.
Oh, of course. Yeah, so far I haven't heard anything about him starting. He's still he's questionable for this week, but, you know, he might start or he might not. So we'll see if that's going to matter at all. But, I mean, you know, it's hard to really see that. But, yeah, the Patriots, I can see them getting one at home.
I'm liking the Giants over the Redskins. I don't think they can fix those problems.
No, Giants at home. What's the line there?
4.5.
Okay. Redskins getting 4.5.
Yeah, so I'm liking the Giants there.
All right.
A little tempted to take the Lions, thinking that the Packers really aren't what they used to be, but it's hard to take them on the road. Packers seem to get well when the Lions come in town.
True, and it's the Green Bay home opener, so you know that place is going to be rocking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The Vikings, 7.5 at the Panthers. What do you make of that?
Well, both have banged-up backfield. Both teams are, you know, Jonathan Stewart's got a hamstring injury. He'll be out 2 to 4 weeks. Of course, we spoke about, and you've heard many times about Adrian Peterson he's going to miss 3 to 4 months. His season's pretty much over. So they both have a running back by committee going to happen on. The Panthers defense has looked okay, but they still gave 27 points up to the Niners this past week in a game which they should have won handily, but the 49ers stormed back.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the Vikings are definitely going to throw the ball. Cam's going to do it all by himself. I mean, it's not my money, but I'd almost take the Vikings.
Sure, 7.5. Yeah, it's tempting. Liking the Steelers over the Eagles.
Steelers over the Eagles. What's the line there?
But the Eagles are home getting 3.5.
Eagles getting 3.5 at home. Mm-hmm. A lot of home. Sounds like a lot of home dogs right now.
Well, really, there are only, the Jags, the Bills, the Patriots, and the Eagles. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah,
So the Giants and the Jets.
You like the Jets?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What's the line there?
3.5 at Chiefs.
That's a tough place to play on the road. The Chiefs, that's a hard stadium to win in. Jets getting 3.5. Two supposed to be good defenses, but I think a lot of people might choose Fitzpatrick over Alex Smith performance-wise. Yeah, this one seems like a tough one this week. But you like the Giants giving?
I like the Jets, yeah.
And the Jets getting, okay.
So the first week, I was 1 out of 3.
Right.
The second week, I was 2 out of 3. And now the third week, I'm only picking 2.
Maybe that's best. Maybe it's best you do it that way.
Yeah, you got to cut back when you're losing.
No, that's a good point. So looking around the league really quickly, so a bunch of 0-2 teams. A bunch of 1-1 teams, and then a few select 2-0 teams. Who's the worst 2-0 team right now, you think?
The Ravens?
Yeah, I think I'd have to agree with you. Even though they had a comeback against the Browns, they only did that because after Josh McCown went down, they just ran the ball. They didn't even throw it. So a lot of 3-and-outs and a lot more chances to run the score up. Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there. I'm trying to think of another 2-0 team.
The Eagles.
The Eagles, there's a little bit more there than the Ravens have, at least.
Well, they beat the, who'd they beat? They beat the Browns?
They beat the Browns and the Bears on the road.
Right.
So, it can go either way, but yeah, I think overall the Ravens followed by the Eagles. Now, we've talked also about 0-2 teams don't make the playoffs. Are there any 0-2 teams that you think can still make the playoffs?
I'm discounting them.
All of them. All of them that are 0-2, you're discounting.
Possibly see one. Who's that? Yeah, everybody that's 0-2. Well, they definitely discounted in the Super Bowl futures.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You'd be a fool to take any of those.
Right.
Right. So there you go. All right. Great. So that it's week two, and you got your best bets, Giants and Jets. Let's talk a little baseball real quick. The New York Mets.
Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention.
Oh, yeah,
in
sure.
The NFL. The twerking we saw with Brown the receiver.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of that, so I'm wondering, did the memo go out, or is it like people that go on, fans that go on the field, they just don't show it, they just don't report it? Like, how are they treating that?
Well, there was the only one I really saw that was an unsportsmanlike conduct with the TD celebration was the Panthers. They did a whole choreographed thing. So that affected that.
No, I'm just talking about twerking.
No, I don't think any of them. I don't think that happened at all. Yeah, so I don't think. You might see it again later on, but I think as of right now, it was pretty harmless.
I wonder if the camera will show it.
Oh, I'm sure. They definitely do. Look, if they showed, what's his face? If they showed Randy Moss pulling down his pants, they're definitely going to be showing any twerking or anything else. And they love
yeah,
to.
I think they're a little more image conscious now.
Well, the NFL is, but don't forget, they're not the ones in the booth, you know, switching the cameras
right.
on. Yeah, so back to baseball for a second. The Mets currently hold the top wild card spot. As of right now, this is being recorded Wednesday. They're winning. They're beating the Braves, but they've got a... all three are tied. The Cardinals, the Giants, and the Mets. And right now the Mets have the tiebreaker over them. So if the season were to end today, they would be hosting the one-game playoff.
Well, if I... Right, and thank you, Cards, the San Francisco Giants, because never in the history of baseball has a team with the best record the first half of the season had the worst record the second half, and that could happen.
Yeah, well, it's all because of their bullpen. The bullpen just completely collapsed.
Yeah, like 8 blown saves, something crazy.
8 blown saves in the month of September. And by the way, the current date is September 21st. So that's, you know, that's a, like, I'm very bad at math, but that's like, what, 2 a week, 3 a week?
It's a monumental collapse.
Yes, it's huge.
Oh, thanks for that.
Yeah, really. So that helped. And the Cardinals lost today, so technically they're half game back until these games end. These games...
Yeah, these aren't the Cardinals we've known.
No, they're definitely not the Cardinals that anybody knows. In fact, they're better away from Busch Stadium than they are at Busch Stadium. So, actually,
maybe the wheel has turned.
It might have. It may just have until all their young players get better, because you know that's going to come down the pipeline pretty soon.
And the Cubs have to get worse.
You know, we'll see what happens in October, but you know the Cubs are the Cubs until we see something different. Really quickly, my fantasy leagues, I went 1-2 this week. I lost a nail biter. Alex, who we have in the Everyman Sports League, had Caleb Sturges, the kicker for the Eagles.
And what?
Yeah, so he beat me by 1/10 of a point.
Oh, wow.
This final score was 35.15 versus 35.05.
It sounds like the Bulgarian judge nudged you out.
Yeah, he may just have.
Olympic score.
Yeah. So I have Jonathan Stewart on two of my teams, and he's doubtful for the next couple weeks, so I had to make some moves. So I picked up Jerick McKinnon in all three of my leagues.
Okay.
I know he's going up against a very good Carolina run defense, but you got to start who you have. So he's going to be out there. But yeah, I'm pretty confident with my teams. I picked up Stephon Diggs in one of my leagues too, because him, like we talked about, him and Bradford have a really good rapport.
He's the flavor of the week.
He is. And until slash unless something happens to Bradford, Stephon Diggs is really gold if you haven't already got him.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah. I still get two more weeks out of D'Angelo Williams until Le'Veon Bell comes back. I still have Spencer Ware starting in a bunch of leagues, but it all depends if Jamaal Charles finally makes his appearance in the 2016 NFL season.
And if he's going to be what he was.
Well, he may. He may not. We don't know. We'll find out. All right, Dad. Well, thanks for joining me this week.
You're welcome.
All right, Dad. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you later. And, Andrew, please take it away.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.